The Rambam's Shiva is well known. The Rambam gives you the impression that there is no determination in the Esav personality. There's no determination in the Yaakov personality. No one ultimately is muchrach to do evil. No one is ultimately muchrach to do good. There are the extremes, the Yotzim and Akhlal. We're not going to speak about the Rambam's Shita, about Paro and so on. But the Rambam's example, as famous as it is, requires a makor. Most of the Mefarshim, Sfarim, Shiurim, Sichos Musa, they all dwell upon what does it mean that you can be like Moshe Rabbeinu. I would instead like to ask, where does the Rambam know that from? Is there perhaps a makor, a chazal, from whence the Rambam derived this very point, that we can be like Moshe Rabbeinu in the concern of becoming a tzaddik, not in the matters of nevuah, not in the matters of yediyas haTorah, but in the tzaddik k'Moshe Rabbeinu? Where is the makor? Before we get to that, I'd like to finish the Rambam. The Rambam says, in his attempt to explain this and to develop this theme, he finds an entire philosophy of this yisoid of Bechira Chavshis in Megillas Eicha, of all places. And by hammering away at this nekuda, he develops the Hemshech HaPsukim of what otherwise would seem to be almost disparate and maybe even incomprehensible Psukim. Of course, afterwards, when you learn the Rambam and then you go back to the Rashi and Megillas Eicha, you see how close they are to one another. But the Rambam says that this is exactly what Yirmiyahu meant when he said, "Mipi Elyon lo seitze ha-ra'os va'hatoiv." The Ribbono Shel'olam does not determine your good and evil. Kolomer ein ha-beire goizer al ha-odom li'yos toiv nor li'yos ra. The kivan shekeinu Nimtza zeh ha-choytei hu hifsid es atzmo. So we have only to thank ourselves if we mess up. U'lefikach ro'oi lo'i lipkois u'lekoinein al-chatov ba'almasha oso le'nafshoi v'gom lo' ra'ov. Hu shekosuv achavov. And this, says the Rambam, is the meaning of the pasuk afterwards in Eicha. Ma yis'onein odom chai gever al chatov. What's remarkable about this drash of the Rambam is the way he used the word ma. In fact, Chazal, famous Chazal, it's an important Chazal for us to carry with us all the time. We have a tendency sometimes to feel that things aren't going as well as they should, that we were dealt a bad hand, that we are not what we might have been because of external forces, because of various difficulties, because of families, because of sickness, Rachmana Litzlana, whatever it is. And Chazal tell us, Ma yis'onein odom chai? What right does the person who is alive have to complain about anything at all? And Chazal continued, Dayoi ba'asher hu chai. It's enough that he is alive. The Rambam didn't learn the pasuk in this context that way. Shivim Panim. The Rambam instead did not say Ma Yisonein Adam Chai. Why should a person complain? As if it would say Lama Yisonein Adam. But rather the Rambam learned Ma Yisonein Adam Chai. Kama Yisonein Adam Chai. How much should a person lament? There is no limit to his lamentation. Ma yisonein kamo yisonein adam chai. Why? Geber al chato. Because he messed up when it was biyodoy to be good. So the Rambam's hemshech in pi el yom lo seitzei haraos v'ato. So then who is responsible? The answer is we are. So it is geber al chato. It's our responsibility. If that's the case, we are mechuyev to be disowning. It's very interesting, the Lashon. Ulefikach ro'oy lo la'adam livkais ulekonein al chatov. It means, in other words, where do we find the word lekonein? Where does the context of lekonein keep happening, keep coming up again and again? Kina. Megillas Eicha is called Kina. Where? In Aveilus, in Tisha B'Av. We have kinos. It's a remarkable thing. We also have kinos on Yom Kippur. And the question is, where do those kinos come from? I don't mean who is the author of the kinos. I mean, what is the point of having kinos on Yom Kippur? Is Yom Kippur then a day of Aveilus? And one's first sense is, it's very partial. We have no Pesach Mikdash. We have no Kohen Gadol. We have no Soya Mishtalayach. We don't have anything. The only thing that we have is our words. And we said that the reason that we emphasize Kol Nidre so much is because if all we have words, and we use words and words and words, 25 hours in a row, they better have meaning. And we have better validated our voice. If we don't say the Kol Nidre at the very beginning and say that we meant well, and our Nidorim are Nidorim, and if they are not, we retroactively cancel them, and we promise for the future, then what value could our voice possibly have? But all we have are words. And if all we have are words, so we fall into a tremendous depression. And where do these kinos come in fact, in the Musaf Chazaras HaShatz of Yom Kippur? They come in dafka after the Avodas Kohen Gadol of the Yom Kippur. And Shlomo Ibn Gavil wrote that tremendous piyut. And you see how wonderful it was when Beis Hamikdash was on the Chaynai. But Nebuch, Oiva avoy to us now. Chata'enu v'avoy nisenu. We don't have lo ishim, lo michoichim, lo nisberach, lo kateris. So we could explain that the reason that we have the kinis on Yom Kippur is in the realization which comes with Avkom when we have only the recitation of the Avodas Yom Kippur, instead of the Avodah itself. That makes a person realize his loss. And when he feels that loss, it's like a mason with telephone all of a sudden. You fear the loss so powerfully that you fall into the depression of a kina. But now that we look at this Rambam, we're kainin, livkais of a kainin, we have a new chat. What are the kinos doing in Yom Kippur? Because be'emes, a person is mis'abim not just on the Beis Hamikdash, not just on the loss of the Kohen Gadol and the Ishim and the Choychim. He's mis'abel on the loss of his opportunity, on the loss of his taras haguf, on his taras and neshama. He's mis'abel on what he might have become if he only had taken the right turn, if he only had made the right move, if he only had learned more, if he only had davened better. If he wasn't influenced by the shtusim and the havolim of the entire world, if he wasn't succumbing to his desperations and to the tithes of the day to day, what he might have become, what he might have been, his kedusha, his yirah shamayim, what it might have been, his yediyas haTorah, what it might have been. The pikuch roi lifkaisu lekonein, a person is misabel on loss. And the greatest loss of all is the loss of the self that might have been. And so when we say on Yom Kippur all these kinos, We're not just talking about the Beis HaMikdash. Because the Beis HaMikdash is Chorev Ba'avei Neseinu. Mipnei Chata'einu Galinu Me'aseinu. So we are as much concerned about our chait, and that's why exactly these kinois, what follows that? The slichos and the vidui. The vidui of our chait shechatanu lefanecha. So the Rambam says, Lefikach roi lo lifkos lo kainin al chatoa va masha oso le nafshoi v'gom lo ro, masha oso le nafshoi. The churban that he made of his own house. Masha oso le nafshoi v'gom lo ro. Hu she posuk achov ma yisonin odam chai geber al chatoa. The chazar v'yomam, says the Rambam, Hayyuru shuseinu v'yodeinu, ומדעתנו עשינו כל הבאויס, ראוי לנו לבזל בתשובה ולעזל לשענו, שהרשוס עטו בידינו, הוא שכוסת אחרוב, נח בסוד רחינו ונח קלו, ונשובה אל השם. This is one of the most, for me, of course, we don't go around evaluating Rambams, but for me, how it speaks to me, this is one of the most powerful statements of the Rambam in the Rambam's expression of the capacity for tshuva. The Rambam elsewhere speaks about it much more explicitly. But here, kimat ba'akifin, kimat ba'avlah, the Rambam is telling us something incredible. The hemshach ha'psukim, ma yis'onin odam chai geber al chatov, and therefore nach b'chsod rachenu v'nach koilo, the Nashub al Hashem. How would you have explained the psukim? I would have said, listen, when a person realizes that he messed up, he's mechuyev to try to fix it. But that's not what the Rambam is saying. The Rambam isn't saying that now we have an obligation to tshuva. Of course we have an obligation to tshuva. But the Rambam is adding a dimension which is critical. The Rambam is saying that chait has not destroyed our ability to do tshuva. We can come right back, we can rebuild the house. Not every house can be rebuilt. Sometimes a person makes such a churban and he sows so much salt in the ground that it can't be harvested for 100 years. Sometimes a person can make such a churban that it's impossible to reclaim the nefesh that might have been. Says the Rambam, not so. In other words, the Rambam's concept of Bechira isn't only that we can mess up, but that we can resurrect ourselves, that we can come back to that moment of the Adam Chai. And the Nafshoi Shegom L'ra, the Lashon of Rambam says, Hu Hifsid Es Atzmai, can be Mesakin Es Atzmai. It's an unbelievable expression of the Koyach HaTshuva, no matter where we are, no matter how far we have descended. That's also part of the Bechira, that we have the capacity to lift ourselves up. And that's the Rambam's Lashon. Hayilu Rishusa V'yadeinu Midatenu Asinu Kol HaRois Ro'ui Lanu Lachzor V'tshuva V'lazer V'sheinu. What's Ro'ui Lanu? Ro'ui Lanu. There's a Chiv to the Tshuva. A person's not allowed to wallow in his averus because he's already done them 100 times. Maybe it's not so like a heter, but it isn't a heter. So what kind of lashon is roi loy lasas tshuva? Roi loy. It sounds like it's the right thing, you know. It's not a bad idea. Do tshuva. The Rambam doesn't mean roi loy as far as the chiv tshuva. The Rambam is saying, don't be afraid to do tshuva. Don't feel that you've made such a churban of yourself that it's impossible to do tshuva. The Rambam says the Bechira is to be able to do tshuva too. Roi lanu lazer b'tshuva v'lasis l'sheinu, shehol v'shus ato b'yodeinu. Even after the Churban, ha v'shus ato b'yodeinu. This is the Rambam. Where did the Rambam get the idea that everyone can be tzaddik like Moshe Rabbeinu? So I was thinking about it a great deal. it came to my mind, I believe the answer is in Aran, in the Drushus Aran. There is a very well-known Gemara. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Rochus Tachwan, the Gimel on the base, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Hakol Bidei Shamayim, Kutsi Yira Shamayim. Shenema, Pesuk in Parshas Eker, Zohar Yudit Beis, Ata Yisrael, Now Yisrael, Mo Hashem Elokecha Shoyel Meimach, Ki Im Liyila. The Gemara asks, Otu, what do you mean, Mo Ki Im Liyila? What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu ask me of you anyhow? Just to be the Yirei Shamayim? That's all he asks of you. The Gemara was not comfortable with this minimizing of more ki'im. After all, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want from you anyhow? Just Yira Shamayim. The Gemara asks, Otu Yira Shamayim Nusa Zutvasahi, very famous Gemara. The Amar Rab Chanina Mishum Rab Shimon Ben Yoichi, Ein Loi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zabeis Gimnozot Elo Oitzo Shal Yira Shamayim. What do you keep in your treasure? What do you keep in Fort Knox? You know, you don't keep the upper behavior. You keep riches, you keep precious things, things that are rare. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has an oitzer. How do we know? We have it on the authority of Reb Shimon ben Yochai. He knew these things. Reb Shimon ben Yochai says HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in his oitzer Yirah Shamayim. That means that Yirah Shamayim is a rare commodity. It's not easily achieved. Where does the pasuk say, "Mo Hashem Elokecha Shoyel Meimach"? All Hashem wants is Yirah Shamayim. Zok the Gemara, what's the very famous teretz? In, yes indeed. Gabi Moshe Milsa Zutchesahi. Moshe Rabbeinu. It is indeed a small thing. The Gemara proceeds to give a marshal. Somebody asks somebody for a kli gadol when he has it. Nidme like a kli gadol? Of course you can have it. Here it is. You want a Stradivarius violin? Here it is. I have it. I have it. It's sitting in my living room. Somebody else asks for a kli gadol. He wants a hammer. Vain light. I said, I wish I had it, but I don't have it. Nidme like a kli gadol. The man asks the obvious question. To such an extent does this question bother him that his first approach is not the approach of the Gemara. But then he says, oh, but for that's the, we have to answer the Gemara too. We do have to answer the Gemara. What's the question? Moshe Rabbeinu is a world-class pedagogue, no? Every Rebbe, every Malamed, whether you're teaching the third grade or you're teaching the Smichashir, you know that what you know cannot determine what you are going to teach. Because you know that your Talmidim don't know what you know. So they don't have the background that you have. They don't have the assumptions that you have. They don't have the givens that you have. They don't even know what you're talking about. You may want to talk Berenisa. You may want to talk Bekisa Nimrods. You may want to talk Rashi Tevis. But until they know what you know, you have to go according to what they understand, what they comprehend, where they are. Otherwise, you make for a very poor Rebbe. Moshe Rabbeinu is teaching Klal Yisrael. And Moshe Rabbeinu is telling them, all Hashem wants from you is Yirah Shamayim. And you know what Bnei Yisrael think? This man Moshe, and you know, people thought like that about him. He's from another planet. We can't relate to him. I remember we were children, we had Rebbeim. They were G'dayli Yisrael. They came after the Churban, they couldn't get a job. There were not even that many yeshivas, and everything was in a turmoil. And they were starving. So this one took a job in 6th grade, another one in 8th grade, another one in 9th grade. G'dayli Yisrael, people who were the Arisha B'chabura and the Mir and everywhere in Europe. Mamish, the Einei Olam, people who knew Shas at their fingertips, people who knew the Tzais by heart. People had maneuvered all the shoals, all the difficult moments in the Rekiva Egetz. And here they have to start teaching these American kids, most of whom have the slightest interest in what they're doing altogether. And you know, it wasn't just they who had a hard time. The Talmidim also had a hard time. Because they couldn't relate. No one was talking to them. Because the Rebbe, but they're a cloud. They weren't always Yotzim in that cloud. Somebody who could transcend his history, transcend his age, transcend his environment, transcend his language difficulties, and somehow relate to the Bachur, to the kid, and capture the kid's heart, and the kid became a Ben Torah. That was really, that was hard. The Talmud didn't understand the Rebbe couldn't relate to the Talmud. Moshe Rabbeinu was going to tell him, Hilsa Zutrasa. You know what the first thing should have happened? The first thing that should have happened is say, ah, you see, he doesn't even understand where we are. He doesn't understand where we are, quote, we are coming from. That's it. It's a very current phrase, where you're coming from. Because we're not coming from the Beis Medrash all the time. And we're not coming from the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu all the time. And we're not coming from Pe'al Pe'al Da'ababo B'marav Lo'i B'chidos. Usunas Hashem Yabit all the time. So you're going to tell us, Yireh Shamayim Milsa Zutrasa, do you know what Yireh Shamayim involves for us? And remember, there's no dialogue, there's no communication. What pedagogue would take that risk? And doesn't Moshe Rabbeinu understand? The one who was heard by Yom Kimisonim Rabbos Ne Hashem, the one who said to them, Ategrog Nubo Alechem, Atoimu Bisinas Hashem Osonu Otsiyam Yeretz Mitzrayim, Losei Soisonu Biyaro Amoibi Lashmidenu, and all the promises and the goodness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and lost Lord also may Allah had all suddenly disintegrated, that the people like that, who got scared out of their wits by Kriyas Yamsuf and the final years of Ayaminu Bashemu B'Moshe Avdoi. For this kind of people, he has to say here a Shemayim Nusra Zutra, so it's a nail in the coffin. So the people say, he doesn't understand us, he doesn't appreciate where we're at, where we are coming from. So what good is this Musar? What good is this Ashkofas HaTorah? What good is this Yirah Shamayim for us? We'll never reach that Madrega. This is the Kasha of the Rani. He doesn't say it exactly in that way, but this is the Kasha.
Zokteran, Meir Dikazach. The Rani answers, and this I'll quote as Lashon. You have to understand it. We have to start from scratch. Let's begin at the beginning. What is Moshe Rabbeinu saying? Shehu inyan sheyuchal kol adam lahasiga. The first thing we have to understand is that Yirah Shamayim is something that everyone can achieve. Vashel hisigoi shoyfet umishpatei emes. And once you have achieved Yirah Shamayim, then you are the judge, and your judgment is correct, that it's a very easy thing. It isn't inherent to Moshe Rabbeinu, says the Rambam. It isn't inherent to Moshe Rabbeinu's uniqueness, to his nevuah, to his closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No. It's inherent to the Mida of Yirah Shamayim. It's a Mount Everest that you have to climb. But once you climb it, your appreciation of how much it was worth. For those who climb Mount Everest, it's a dream of a lifetime. They put all their magama, all their effort, all their purpose, all their money, years of planning, and endanger their lives to reach that summit. And when they plant the flag of their country on that summit, they say to themselves and to the whole world, every step and every effort and every danger and every threat, it was all worthwhile. Ad kidei kach that even if they lose some of their chabura, it was worthwhile. Maybe we can't relate to that particular image. You have a brain surgeon. So somebody's taking the MCATs and he has dreams of reaching that pinnacle. It's also a Mount Everest of sorts. And I don't know how many years it takes. Let's throw out a number. 15 years until you finally reach that moment. 15 years of struggle and of study and of expense and of concern. 15 years in a major way is a disruption of your daily life. person thinks in anticipation of those 15 years and he says to himself, "Listen, it's ridiculous, I'll never make it." But the brain surgeon tells him, "But you know what it's like up here? If he's a nice brain surgeon and a kind brain surgeon and an ethical brain surgeon, a Baal Musar of sorts, do you know how many people I've saved? You know how many people out there are walking and talking and functioning because I help them?" And if he's not such a nice brain surgeon, he says, "Do you know how much I make for each operation?" But however it is, he convinces this Bachar that it's worth the effort. And the Bachar suddenly has an entirely different perception of what it was all about. And he enters into it with a resolve and a stamina and a fortitude, because it's all Kedai. And this is what Moshe Rabbeinu was saying. When you arrive, you discover that it was Kedai. And since the Ran did not necessarily have the marshal of the brain surgeon, nor of Mount Everest, he quotes instead a marshal that was much closer to home. "Vayihu be'enot ki yomim achodim ba'avosa yosef." The Yankov Avinu, 7 years, and it's interesting, the Pasuk doesn't talk about what kind of avodah it was until much later in the Chumash. Because when Yankov Avinu quarrels with Lavan, and Lavan wants to cheat him, he says, "Anisi b'ayoyim acholani choyler v'kerach v'aloyla." Night after night, "Bakidat shnosi me'enoi." In the freezing cold I was up. I forced myself. In the burning, scorching heat of the sun in the desert, I forced myself. Day after day. That kind of travail, that kind of suffering, that kind of torment. Says the Ran, when he realizes that pinnacle, how lofty it is, how great it is, how wonderful it is, and he properly examines it and paints the proper picture. Iran is saying simply that when Moshe Rabbeinu told them, "Ma Hashem Elokecha Shalom Elimachkin Mira," he was the brain surgeon speaking to the neophyte. He was the person who had already achieved the pinnacle of Mount Everest. He was the person who was the Ba'al Bosay Oysa. But I have a very critical corollary to add to this run. What is the point of saying that it's not so hard? The implication of this pasuk is that Moshe Rabbeinu needs to say to them, "Ma Hashem Elokecha Shalom Elimach." It's not so hard. What is the implication of that? So Baal HaBatish, the Muskav Rishon, is to say the implication is that every time it appears to me to be a bit of a struggle, every time in the mushal my foot slips on the craggy surface of the mountain, every time in the mushal that the classes get very tedious or very difficult, every time I get exhausted from staying up 72 hours in the emergency room, every time I take a look at the long calendar ahead of me till I accomplish anything at all with my life, so I have to be reminded again and again, it's not so. It's not so. So Moshe Rabbeinu, in other words, is giving chizuk. He says, "Don't worry, my kinder. Lo Hashem Elokecha Shalom Elimach. You may not realize it, but I have arrived. I know and I'm teaching you the emes. Don't be afraid. And I value this. If we wanted to, we could stop here. But I have a suggestion to you. That the pshat of this pasuk is both more profound, more challenging, and in the end, the implications of it are enormous. I think that what Moshe Rabbeinu was saying is as follows. How much Yirah Shamayim? Because you see, Yirah Shamayim isn't something that comes at the end. Chayim Shiesh Bahem Yirah Shamayim Yirah Sfeit. Yankul Deban Mitzvah Bocher has Yirah Shamayim. A person is taught Yirah Shamayim, Hashem is here, Hashem is there, Hashem is truly everywhere. A little boy is 2-3 years old. And the greatest Baalei Musar are still Oigrim and Oiskim in their Yirah Shamayim. Yirah Shamayim is a continuum which begins from birth and ends with one's last gasp on this earth. How much Yirah Shamayim does Hashem want from me? Where is the limit? What's enough? So with Ira, what do you mean? It's like every mitzvah. So what are the shiurim of Yirah Shamayim? Where do you say I have Yirah Shamayim? I am Yirah Shamayim. Avraham Avinu, ato yadati kilei elikim ato. After all the siyonos, and an akedas Yitzchok, and it's Avraham Avinu, mosay yadiyu maasay lemaasay avoysay, and Hashem says, ato, now I know. So apparently, Yirah Shamayim is something enormous and tremendous. But maybe we don't have to go that far. Who's supposed to be the Yirah Shamayim of an Avraham Avinu? It's not even conceivable to us what that means. We are what we are, and we have our limitations, and we have our lives to lead. And you'll forgive me, the television programs to watch, and I'm not being sarcastic. A person has his life. He has his life, he has his car, he has his house, he has to take care of things, he has objects that preoccupy him, and there are all kinds of inyone oilam hazeh, his stocks that he has to watch. And this is what it means to be normal. So where does the Yirah Shamayim agenda come into any of this? So the Teretz is, there's always a corner for the Ribbono Shel Olam. And every once in a while you see in the Siras Nefesh, he doesn't drink the water, he filters it. So you have a Siras Nefesh right there. So there's your Yirah Shamayim. Person could be thirsty. He could feel that he needs a drink. He's not going to die. He's not going to die. But he's thirsty. And then a little bug in his head starts saying, Nairishkeit, and I looked up into the wind, says, not enough. I never saw it. I went 20 times, I tried, and never saw one bug. I thought I saw one bug, it was a piece of dandruff. So now, he has a right to say to himself, so I'm thirsty, and I'm in somebody's house, he doesn't filter his water, my rash, no. The best thing, maybe it is a problem, maybe there was a bug, I'm not drinking the water, it's Yirah Shamayim, there's no shy with that. That is Yirah Shamayim. So a person says, listen, I have everything. I have my TV, and I have my car, and I have my jobs, and I have my things, and I have my preoccupations, and I have my stocks, and I have my Havli Olam Hazeh, and I have my Yirah Shamayim. And he's right. Because there are plenty of people who have all of that, and they have no Yirah Shamayim at all. So the question is, so is that it? Or does Shlach Bet, and Shlach Gimel, and Shlach Dalet, and Shlach Hey? Until Ati Yadati Kirei L'Kimatam. So the answer is in this pasuk. That's it. Rabbeinu, the answer is in this pasuk. I'll tell you how I read this pasuk. But Ati Yisrael, now Yisrael, I'm going to give you an agenda. Because the pasuk lists literally every aspect of Yiddish. Yiras Hashem and Avas Hashem and Lelechus Bedrachov and Lishma Mitzvaysav Chukaysav V'chol V'vachov V'chol Nashetra. Everything is in this pasuk. This pasuk puts it all together. So now that the pasuk puts it all together, how far do you have to go? There are a lot of different yidden. So maybe for some yidden, the atu yisroel. Yisroel is all called yisroel. The chilas tanitziv and the hamik dover has a different shadow as well. The atu yisroel is all of klal yisroel. Want to know how much Yirah Shamayim Hashem asks of you? And I'll tell you. Mor Hashem Elokecha Shoel Me'imach. He asks of you that measure of Yirah Shamayim that you feel about Yirah Shamayim, that it's a Nutzah Zichrasa. You see, what the Pasuk is doing is the height of pedagogy. Because Moshe Rabbeinu, if I was up there, says Moshe Rabbeinu, but all we expect of Klal Yisrael is down there. What do you mean? I'm going to say some Milsa Zutrisa. And everybody say Moshe Rabbeinu, the big knocker. But if what Hashem wants of you is the same as what He wants of me, then I am about to tell you, how will you ever know? What's going to be the proof of it? We don't have an Akedah Yisrael, and we don't have a mouth staying our hands. We don't have the code coming out in our Shemayim and saying, Atah Yadati. So how are we going to know? Who's going to tell us? The answer is, we're going to tell ourselves. And how are we going to know that we tell ourselves we've reached the Madrega? Because we feel about Yirah Shemayim, the Bayiyu, the Einot, Ki Yomim, Al-Hodim, Ba'avasa Yisakodesh Baruch Hu. When we reach the point of a cholavotcho kol nafshecho, like the brain surgeon that says, what are you, joking? Every minute of it was worthwhile. And the fellow that climbed Mount Everest ended up, I would mind missing, losing all of my buddies. But I planted the flag. Then you know that you've reached the darga that Hashem wants it. And that's why the Rambam has the right to say that everybody can be like Moshe Rabbeinu. Because Moshe Rabbeinu is talking to every single member of Klal Yisrael and saying, your Yirah Shamayim has to reach the darga of Mor Hashem Elokecha Shoel Me'imach, of the Milsa Zutrasa, that it is by me. In Legabe Moshe, the cash is, what are you doing? Moshe, where's your pedagogy? The answer, the Gemara doesn't even ask that question, because the Gemara understood that you'll understand. Moshe Rabbeinu says, yes, I want you to hear what I'm saying to you. Yirah Shamayim is Milsa Zutrasa. Repeat after me. Yirah Shamayim is Milsa Zutrasa. That's the Yirah Shamayim that Hashem wants. When you go through the Avodas Hashem, and you climb the mountain, and you struggle, and you strive, and you fulfill that chiyuv in spite of the many, many obstacles, and the many moments that you'll fall, and your foot will slip, and you'll slide down and cascade down the mountain, and you'll have to spend another day all over again. And you'll be scared out of your wits because you fell already. And who knows if the next fall isn't fatal. But the draw, and the need, and the Ahava is so great that Yirah Shamayim is Milsa Zutrasa. The Rabban Shulam is telling every Yid, you can become like Moshe Rabbeinu. Does that mean that you will become like Moshe Rabbeinu Tzadik? That's Bechira Hashis. But when a person sees the agenda in that way, it is not only more compelling, not only is it easier, but he also understands one fundamental yisod. Sometimes you ask yourself, how would you ever define what we call a ben Torah? A ben Torah. When you get away from the politics and the slogans and the name callings and the typologies. Just push it. What does Hashem want from a ben Torah? What do we mean, ben Torah? So the answer is that there's one agenda in his life, and everything else is a hechad timtzah, to achieve that agenda. And that agenda is this pasuk, to turn Yirat Shamayim into a Milsa situation. And that's Nach Besot Yochenu V'Nach Koyro V'Neshuva El Hashem. It's very interesting. Chazal tell us on the words Va'ata Yisrael. Ein Va'ata Ela. Does anyone know? Teshuva. Va'ata means Teshuva. It's a remarkable thing. I was thinking to myself that what this Chazal is saying has a double meaning. You know why Va'ata is Teshuva? Because Va'ata means the past cannot destroy you. In effect, the other words of the Rambam are being echoed here. The past cannot destroy you. You have not been frozen by the past. You have not been crippled by the past. The last year's Yom Kippur has not dictated what will happen tomorrow. It's always Va'ata. Is now you have that chance. There's another nekuda that even though you failed, your goal hasn't changed. Most of the time, if we slip down the mountain, but what if we break a leg, chas v'shalom? That already puts a damper on things. What if a person is nechshal in chait? What if a person has really failed the Ribbono Shel Olam? What if it was Chas V'Shalom even a Chil Shabbos Rachman Yitzchak? Or a Maisa Erva? Or who knows what? The person says, that's B'chlachal no longer Shabbos. I'm condemned. And in that sense, a person can make his own Bechira impossible. Because he has decreed it to be impossible. He's not a philosopher. He's a boss of the dawn. He says, Ribbono Shel Olam, look how messed up I am, and look how much I've messed up. It'll never happen. The beauty of the Yirat Shamayim that you want, that's for tzaddikim, that's for the Gedolei Olam. That's for that Yamkul sitting in the corner that makes matters, she doesn't even realize it's 2 o'clock in the morning. Never did an Aveira in his life, never said a Lashon Hara. Once told someone about somebody that he never said a Lashon Hara in his life, just don't repeat that to too many people, it'll ruin his shidduchim. He's not human. It'll ruin his shidduchim. I'm a human being. Look how I form. It's not shaykh to climb the mountain. The guy gets a lousy mark on his MCATs. He messes up his first semester in medical school. He's a brain surgeon. Who am I trying to kid? He works and he works, and one day he says, I can't handle it anymore. I'm dying here in the heat. I'm freezing in the cold. What am I doing? Where's the Ba'avasa Yaisa? Comes the pasuk and says, Ba'ata Yisrael, Ein Ba'ata Ela Tshuva. That even for the Baal Tshuva, he hasn't lost his chus, of every need. That Yirat Shamayim can become for him a Milsa Zichus. Unbelievable agenda, an unbelievable promise. You know, Bechira is that two-edged sword. It's an incredible achrayus, but it's also an incredible promise. That's how the Rambam read Nach Besad Rachinu V'Nach Koro V'Neshuva L'Hashem. Roi Roi. You can do it, says the Rambam. You can do it. In the previous Rosha, and I'd like to be reciting with this once more, I repeated the well-worn and well-known story of the Netziv when he finished his Hamid Shalva and Hamid Shaila. And Yishidotas. You know very well, he made a Sa'uda, he invited family and friends, Talmidim, He told him the story. He told him the story about how when he was a child, he wasn't such a masmid. He wasn't such a zariz. And the parents were distressed.
But what can you do?
They had put all their hopes in him. The dream of a family that goes back generations, Taira, was that then it's Sivala, Tali Tzvi Yehuda, be a light unto the whole world. What about Nish is Nish? What can you do? You throw in the towel. So what does he have to do? So one night, apparently they didn't realize that he was there or that he was listening. Maybe he was sleeping. His eyes were open. He overheard them saying, you know, let's not fool ourselves any longer. Enough is enough. Chavayim es shavi daveiru. And let's register in them as an apprentice in some trade. Whatever it is, a carpenter, a shoemaker, whatever it is. And he'll be a righteous, pious Jew. So he won't be a Talmud Chacham Mubak. He heard this, it went into his heart, and he became the Nazir. And he wrote the Hamishala and the Hachid Dover and the Hamid Dover and the Meshid Dover and the Sifri. Remember, they said there and on and on, and he was the Rosh Hashiva in one of the Gedolei Ador. Rosh Hashiva of Balozhin. So what would have happened if he wouldn't hear his parents? What would happen if he continued on this path and they actually sent him to the apprentice? But as a kid, the kid, you mold him this way, is this way, you mold him that way, is that way. After Meir the Esrim Shana. This is all the Nitzir is saying this at the Sudas Siyum of the Sefer that he finished. After Meir the Esrim Shana, he comes to the Bez Din Shomalim. And the Bez Din asks him, Nachali Tzvi Yehuda, where's the Meir HaMisada? Where's the Hamik Dabba? Where's your peerage on the shoulders? Looks around, like, what, you know, who are they talking to? Is this me? I'm just a humble a shoemaker. I'm a humble carpenter. You know, you have to bring that place to you to get a better computer. No. We're talking about you. Every one of us, says the Rambam, has the capacity of Yira Shemayim for Moshe Rabbeinu. This is a very frightening thing. We come to the Oyel Ma'abas and somebody asks us, where is your Yira Shemayim? Where is that great Oitzah of Yira Shemayim? I say, me? I was busy. There's too much going on in my life. I was a man of the world. I had a pastor, had a little television, a car, few stocks. That's how I spent my life. But I didn't drink the water. So the Bez Din Shomalim says, that's your direction, right? Let me show you who you are. Let me show you the Otzer Shalira Shomayim that you could have had. Let me show you the Ma Hashem Alekecha Shoyo Leimach Madrega that you could have reached. Yerushalayim Milsa Zutrasay. The person starts to cry, to cry, to cry. And you know something? You don't need Gehenna for that. Ein lecha Gehenna Godel Mizeh. That it was all wasted. And you can't do it now. Hayayim la'asaysam v'loy l'machar la'asaysam. Pretty scary. So that's the agenda, Rabbi Sam. No politics. It's Ma Hashem Elokecha Shoyel Me'imach, 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 Me'imach. That's the agenda. Make Yerushalayim and also such a sin. We should be zeicha to achieve it.
does that bring the Gula Shleima, the Mehera, the Amen?